This is Bill Viola at his Long Beach studio on October 30th, 2003.
Okay, this is Bill Viola, and okay, we're rolling.
This is an interview with Bill Viola at his home office in Long Beach, California on October 30th, 2003. The interviewee, myself, Hunter Drohoyoska Philp. And we're going to start by asking Bill some of his very clear, fresh impressions upon seeing his recent exhibition at the National Gallery of Art in London. And then we're going to backtrack to the beginning of his life and talk about that. But because these impressions must be very fresh for you, having just come off a plane, how did it seem to you as an artist to be having your work in a museum of the quality of the National Gallery of Art in London, especially being a contemporary artist?
Well, it was very humbling. I mean, I take that stuff very seriously. You know, even though when I was younger, that would have been the establishment, you know, the walls to tear down. And certainly there are, you know, still significant political issues involved in places like that. But just on a personal level, to be in the same building with, you know, the old masters, and obviously the National Gallery, one of the greatest painting collections in the world by far. I mean, specifically painting images, two-dimensional images. It was really quite amazing now that I've spent some time in my life getting to know the work of those older artists that I pretty much didn't want to know about or didn't feel I needed to know about when I was, you know, in art school and when I was young and starting out. So I kind of recognize what's in there, in their work, the essence of the work, the technical achievement of the work. And I know, you know, of course, they're all gone now. They didn't have shows in the National Gallery when a lot of them didn't have shows in the National Gallery when they were alive. Some of them did, obviously, were very well known in their own lifetime, very successful. Many of them were, actually, the majority. But it was just an incredible milestone for me that, I mean, I cried multiple times privately. Because it is the kind of thing you visualize when you're an artist, that one of the things that we do is we make things that will live in eternity, and whether or not the material object continues, in a way it doesn't matter, because we know that our actions will resonate in eternity and have affected people, which will affect more people and so on. But then the added bonus of having a material form that's going to live in eternity, that 400 years from now potentially people will see and experience, was just incredibly moving and profound to see it so close to the halls which contain those 400, 500, 600-year-old objects that, you know, millions of tourists come every year and people come every year to see. So it was really like some kind of dream in a way.
And did you feel as though video held its own, your video held its own with paintings by Titian and Rembrandt and Rubens?
Well, I think the thing that I was most concerned about was had to do with a project that I incorporated into the show, working with this curator there, Alexander Sturgis, to bring some of the paintings from the collection into my exhibition. So I chose four pieces from their collection which had been personally meaningful for me. One was Hieronymus Bosch's Christ Mocked, the scene of Christ surrounded by these four really ugly characters about to torture him. The other one was by Derek Bouts, one of my favorite artists from the 15th century, which is a very simple panel painting, a diptych of two images just about life size of crying Mary, Mater Dolorosa, and Christ crowned with thorns, the Man of Sorrows, and which was very inspirational for me in terms of the work I'm doing with these digital flat LCD panels. The third piece was an older Umbrium diptych, which is